Let's go, girls. Come on.
Hello. Welcome, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We're real women in real estate here on KVT 1590. It's St. Pat's Day weekend, and I'm Janet Sprisler.
I'm Karen Campbell.
Did you have a great week? I love the sunshine.
Not so much
that wind, but I love the sunshine. Yeah, welcome back, Ventura.
Yes, and this is why we live here, because it is so beautiful outside and the sunsets lately.
Yes.
If you haven't been down to the beach at sunset, you are missing out. It's been gorgeous.
Yeah, with that time change is now available to so many of us to see
That's
the
right.
sunset.
Exactly.
So get out, see it. It's been just phenomenal. So how was your week?
My week was super busy, but I have to say I received my ABR, which is the accredited buyer representative, and it basically teaches us how to represent a buyer legally. And it's not like we haven't been, but things are changing. And so it really puts the buyer agent relationship in a legalized form. It helps buyers understand what their duties are, and it helps us understand what our duties are, and they're in writing. So before we can actually represent a buyer coming up very soon, we have to have a broker agreement with them. Before we can take them to an open house, before we can put them in our car, before we can show them property or give them information, we have to educate them about what we do and what they're going to do, for how long and for where. So it's a good thing. I really, really think it's a great thing for all parties. And it basically helps them understand what the relationship is. And then we have to say what our value is to that buyer. And so there's a consultation that has to happen before we get into the mood of representing a buyer. So I'm certified.
Congratulations. That's fantastic. You know, it's very timely, and you're going to see, you know, everyone's going to have to do this. It's been done in several states on the East Coast. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's a hot topic right now. We're going to talk about it more next week.
Right. And the week after.
So everyone truly understands what it is.
And what it
isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we all know. So we'll call the elephant in the room. The National Association of Realtors did. They were in a lawsuit, and this lawsuit's coming to light, and there's been a settlement, and there's so much misinformation being spread about it. What's going to happen to the economy? And all of a sudden, we're going to lose a thousand and thousands of realtors, and you know, it's Armageddon for real estate, and it's really not.
It's not.
It's been done for years and years on the East Coast, and now it's nationwide, because that is really what the Department of Justice wants to see us do. And it's really fair to all parties.
Well, and the whole thing is, it's fair housing laws.
Right.
Like, you have to show property a particular way.
Yes.
To have inclusion with everybody. And so it's just a great form. It's called the Buyer's Broker Agreement. And we are going to be implementing that, I believe, in July.
July 1st. But I think a lot of people are going to implement it a lot
sooner. I'm implementing
sooner.
It tomorrow.
Yeah. And by the way, that's really what you're looking for. So when you're looking for someone to represent you, the buyer, ask them straight up, do you have, it's called an ABR,
right?
Accredited Buyer Representation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have you taken that class? Do you understand what this means and how does it affect me? And really ask the deep questions. Because I find that a lot in property management. I'm like, ask me the deep questions, because if I don't know, I really shouldn't be representing you.
Right. And there's a whole specific way that a transaction goes when you're working with a buyer, different from when you're working with a seller, and how all of that happens to make the transaction actually close.
Right.
And so, great class, 2 days of intense, like, we need
Fantastic.
To get through this material. And then, like she says, you need to ask if you are ABR certified. And they, you know, give us little designation cards and little pins and stuff that, you know, shows just by looking at us that we have that ABR designation. And it really does set us apart. It sets us apart from people who don't have that, because they don't understand all of the rules and ramifications of representing someone.
Right.
So we'll be talking a lot about that in the next couple of weeks. I think this morning, I read five different articles five different ways,
right?
Of what someone's opinion was about this whole thing. So this isn't the first rodeo. We have been sued many, many times over my 35 years of experience. Yeah. It changes forms. It changes direction. It changes a little bit of compensation sometimes. It doesn't crash the market. It doesn't make realtors go out of business.
It doesn't make sure that everything decreases in value immediately.
That's what I
heard. Like, oh, please.
So we will be talking about all the details of that in the next few weeks until we get them all on the table, because everybody needs to know that. And that's what we do. So other than that, did you list some properties for rent this week?
Let me tell you, I have three that are coming up. So on my website at rent805.com, you will see like pending applications. If it says that, don't apply, because just know that we're just waiting for money to come in on it. But things are coming in and out very, very quickly. Just 2 days ago, we listed 4455 Antigua Way. It is $3,495. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath down in the Mandalay Bay Colony. Gorgeous. It's a first floor, has a detached garage, but you also have two pools, six saunas, tennis courts, racquetball club. You have a clubhouse there, just all the amenities. And then if that's not enough, you take approximately 50 feet and you're at the beach. So, yeah, you're right there at where the Mandalay Bay Hilton is.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah, so you're all attached there. So really, really gorgeous down at the Colony. Again, there's not very many units that even come up in that area. Then we have 11265 Citrus, number 101. That one I've had on a wait list because we thought it was coming up on Monday, and now it'll be coming up this week. There was still some work that needed to be done. It looks like it's going to be coming up on Thursday. That one's going to, that area that's over on the east end is just hot. The last time I listed something, it was 4 hours was on the market. This one I assume was going to be the same way. It's $3,695,
yeah.
Four bedroom, two and a half bath, was the original model home over in that area. And then I have coming up in the collection, we have 522 Garone up in River Park, three bedroom, two bath for $3,495. That one will be on the market on Thursday. So just know that these are my upcomings. They don't last long, but if you're looking for a affordable house, these are really affordable when it comes to those three bedrooms. So call us, 805-776-8805. Again, you can schedule your showing, put in your application over at rent805.com.
Awesome. Well, it's been a busy week for me as far as real estate as well. Village 25 went in escrow. My clients got the offer accepted, and it was over full price. And that's going to close very quickly. We had made another offer where we're $30,000 over asking with multiple offers, and we don't know yet.
Wow.
So that's the flavor of what the market is doing. And, it hasn't changed. So that's real important. I still have 1300 Saratoga, number 906, in Peppertree. It is a four-bedroom, two-bath, one-story, downstairs, and it is stunning gorgeous. $50,000 worth of upgrades, all brand-new windows and sliders, new carpet, new flooring, new kitchen, new bathrooms. It is just gorgeous. It's priced at $525, so for a four-bedroom, that is a great price. I've literally had 5 to 8 showings a day since I put it on the market. And no offers in hand, rumors that they're there, but until it's in my hand, it's not, I don't have an offer. So that's just how I operate. So it is open today from 12 to 3 and open tomorrow 2 to 5. And so if you haven't had the opportunity to go take a look at it, please go. It is awesome. If you're looking for affordable housing for an entire family, this is it. So
yeah, that's a great price. You can't find anything in that price range.
Right. And then I'm very proud to say that I have affordable housing for seniors as well. It is 560 square feet. So it's a one bedroom, one bath, plus a sunroom. And the sunroom has been turned into a guest bedroom. It has a baby grand piano inside. So that kind of tells you the layout is very open and sunny. Has a beautiful kitchen. It has two pop-outs, and it is priced at $220, We have a potential offer on that as well. So if we can put that together, that will go off market, but it's still not accepted yet. So maybe today we've gone back and forth.
I hope it happens for you, yeah.
So that will not be open, so you would have to call me at 805-320-0225 if you are interested in seeing that, because it won't last long on the market. And it's beautiful.
Fantastic.
It's got a front and backyard.
Yeah, you don't see that often, and great for senior living.
Right? That's and it's amazing. Right at 3975 Telegraph Road, and it's right next to Denny's restaurant, and then nice. All of CVS off of Ashwood. The bus comes right by, so you've got transportation if you don't have any. It's just a great location for senior living, and it's a senior park, so it's not going to last long, I'm telling you.
Amazing, yeah. Time to act is now. Well, we have a great show today. Coming up next, we have Shelley Wells, the reverse mortgage queen of North America, we call her. She's with Mutual Home. She's an amazing person. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Larry Reyes with Smart Home Mortgage. My team and I are here to offer our clients and real estate partners more options and more products than any local bank or credit union. When others can't get the job done, we can. Finding you the right product at the lowest rate, at the lowest cost, is what we do. Our team is dedicated to closing loans in 30 days or less with excellent communication along the way. You can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, Morgan Stanley Building, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 105. We're on the main floor. Or give us a call at 805-853-3030. Find us on the net, smarthomemortgage.net. Our licensing information is NMLS number 1569054. My individual NMLS number is 233573. Our California DRE number is 02012912. And my individual DRE number is 01507079. The number you really need to remember is mine, 805-853-3030.
Come to Ventiki in downtown Ventura at the corner of Fir and Main for happy hour food and drinks from 4 to 6 p.m. and enjoy a specialty drink by one of our cocktail shamans, where you will be amazed by the aloha spirit the moment you walk through our A-frame archway and sit around our fire pit on our open patio. See you soon. Mahalo. Call us at 805-667-8887. Once again, that's 805-667-8887.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back to Girls on the Air. We're real women in real estate right here in Ventura County on KVTA 1590. I'm Janet Sprisler.
And I'm Karen Campbell. And we have Shelley Wells with us today. She is our reverse mortgage queen. She services North America.
Yeah.
As she really does, yes. Because I have to say, she went down way down San Bernardino area to take care of one of my very good clients. And she is just thrilled with Shelley. She talks, every time I talk to her, she's like, how, Shelley? What's going on? I'm so grateful to her. So, you know, she does a really great job. So welcome, Shelley. We're glad to have you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. So tell us about what a reverse mortgage is and what it isn't.
Well, what it is primarily is an equity line of credit that allows someone who's 62 years of age or better to pull some equity out of their home. They can use the equity to, most people use it to pay off and eliminate a traditional forward mortgage that they're making payments on. This way it eliminates their mortgages. They don't have any mortgage payments anymore. Or you can use a reverse mortgage to downsize and purchase a new forever home.
Well, and in this situation with my friend, she got a laundry list of things that needed to be fixed at her house, or her insurance policy was not going to be renewed. So I hated to say you might want to think of a reverse mortgage for that reason, but you know what? She would have never thought of a reverse mortgage for that reason, and she's so much happier that she has done that because she has fixed all the things. Her insurance policy has been renewed. And now she doesn't have to make a mortgage payment, and she has money that she can spend. So
yeah, she was really happy. In fact, her insurance company actually flew a drone over her house and determined that she needed a new roof. And she panicked because she didn't have $15,000 to $20,000 to put a new roof on. Mm-hmm. And then when you suggested that she look into that, it was amazing. It helped her life so much. And she doesn't have children or heirs or people that she wants to leave her property to later when she may pass or move out. So she needed to do something to get the money. And you can also treat a reverse mortgage like a traditional equity line of credit. You can pull money out, pay it back. You can make payments to it if you want. It's a deferred loan that you don't have to repay until you move or sell or, you know, move from the property permanently. As long as you live there and it's your primary residence, everything stays in place. You do have to remember to pay your own taxes and your own insurance. So if you've had an impound account with your traditional forward mortgage for years and years, you have to remember that come April and December, you've got to pay your own property taxes. But we can also put an impound account in place for you if that's your thing. I know for me, all my life, mortgages I've had, I've always had an impound account. And so waking up and remembering to have to pay your taxes on December the 10th, you can set up an impound account if you want to keep that panic from happening.
Yeah. So one of the things that I know that you and I have talked about lately is, so if you're elderly, so in the situation I brought up was you're on the second floor, the house is paid off. Now, it's in an area that has not had a great equity growth. So if they sold it, they would not be able to make it into the next home. And you had mentioned, okay, so if it's paid off, if they sold that home, then they could get equity based to get into a next home at a higher rate. Is that correct?
Well, not a higher rate, but let's say you've got some folks who want to sell their house that has stairs and downsize. If they're selling a house for, let's say, $500,000 and they're going to net, for the sake of easy math, I know there's fees and whatnot, so let's pretend they're going to net $500. So if they net $500 and they go to buy a house that is $500, they're not going to get as much of a house because in our area, let's face it, $500 isn't going to be maybe what somebody would want. So they could sell their primary residence, net the $500, go to look for a home that they want to purchase using the reverse mortgage for purchase, and they could put $300,000 down. The reverse mortgage puts in about that same amount, and now they could buy something for $600, and then they're able to keep another $200,000 in the bank from their departure home. So you can use the reverse mortgage to purchase a new home, and it gives them about two-thirds more buying power using the reverse than it would if they're going to pay cash. So it's a great option for a lot of folks that want to downsize and maybe get rid of those stairs and, you know, get a smaller place.
Right. And if you're, you know, if you're a senior, you can use Proposition 19, which allows you to move anywhere in the state of California as many times as you want this time. So that's been a revision to that proposition. And the reverse mortgage would help with that as well.
Wow, absolutely. I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
So, Shelley, tell everybody where you can be found. So if someone has a question or just curious about what a reverse mortgage is and how it would fit into their lives, they can call you.
Well, usually you can find me at any local fabric store, but
she's amazing at that.
Yes, yes.
But if you want to call me, you can reach me at 805-377-9000, 805-377-9000. I've been doing reverse mortgages now for 22 years, and I currently work with Mutual of Omaha.
Well, great. Thank you so much for being here today. Yeah. We appreciate it.
And definitely give her a call because those are just two scenarios. There's so many scenarios you can use reverse mortgage for. So don't feel like you're stuck without before he calls Jelly.
Thank you very much.
Well, coming up, we have Seth Doherty with us. He is from Latitude Surveying. And do you know when you need a land surveyor? He's going to let you know. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Pat from Pothier Hypnotherapy, and I'm located right here in Ventura County. Just open a newspaper, watch TV, or even get on social media, and you can see all the negative things that affect our lives. In my practice, we focus on the positive. We want to assist you to be the very best that you can be, to live your best life ever. I offer a variety of services under my three main programs of diet-free life, weight management, smoking cessation, and overcoming trauma. See, we all have something that holds us back. I can be reached through my website, pothierhypnotherapy.com, or call my cell, 818-468-0777. We all deserve happiness, peacefulness, and love in our lives. Call me. Again, that phone number, 818-468-0777.
Are you a real estate investor or a housing provider here in Ventura County, and you're worried about possibly the new California laws? Maybe you're having headaches with your maintenance, or you just want more freedom from your investment. Well, at Rent 805, we can make all those issues go away for you. Please give us a call at rent805.com because we manage your property so your property does not manage you. Once again, that's rent805.com or 805-776-8805.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Janet Sprisler. And we have a swag bag, folks. We forgot to tell you about our giveaway. We have a fantastic swag bag that was given to us by Cruise Planners, which is Dee Kroger. She's on the show later on. But this is a fantastic swag bag. If you want this, you need to call in now. We will be giving it away. 805-650-1590. Again, that's 805-650-1590. And call in and get your name in the hat.
Yes, and she's one of our newest sponsors. So we're so excited to have Cruise Planners with us. She plans awesome trips. That's what she does. And so I have the feeling we might be going somewhere. You never know. So anyways, we have Seth Duarte's with us today. He is with Latitude Surveying. And the big question is when does somebody need a survey?
Wow, we get a lot of phone calls about fence lines and property lines. In fact, I was just on the phone right before this radio show for a lady that needs help defining a fence that fell down and who owns it and who needs to pay for the replacement of it. So,
right, and I had one this week where the fence fell down and they put it back up, but they put it back up on my client's property.
Yeah,
and they said it probably wouldn't matter because they really don't care. Well, guess what? They do care. And so first thing out of my mouth was, to solve this problem, we probably need to call Seth Duarte.
So in California, a professional land surveyor is the only person who can determine the property line and place it on the ground. It's written into our state statute, I believe. So that's where professional land surveyors come in to your project. We also do with topographical models that are important for builders and developers to plan a site or redevelop a site.
So that's where ADUs come in, right?
That is the hot word.
That is the
topic
buzzword.
Accessory dwelling units are very important.
That is a very common request now, is either a site plan for an ADU, or we've already got our permits and we need an ADU laid out. In fact, after the show today, I'm going to go up to Santa Barbara and lay out an ADU.
Yeah, that's the buzzword. Yeah. And there's a lot to that. So there's a lot of new rules that have changed for ADUs. You can now sell an ADU solely, like freestanding, but there's some caveats to that. So you have to start an HOA, because now you have somebody living in your ADU and you're living in the front house. So now what's common area? Are we going to split that lot? Are we going to have a separate address? What are we going to do with all of that?
Yeah, and there's actually more to that. It's actually on the ticket for City of Oxnard. They're going to decide whether they're going to allow it or not. So the city has to allow it as well.
They do.
So,
they have to pass
so check
an ordinance.
In with your city before you start all your redeveloping of your land there. When it comes to survey lines, so this has just happened to me because someone, we have folks who will say, hey, you know, I just want to put this in here and I'm like, well, where's your line? So how is it very expensive for you to go out and just do those lines? So if they want to put up a fence or a sidewalk or whatever?
The price is going to be determinant on what the record survey monuments are in your neighborhood and on your property. So if you are a very recent map, let's say, you know, in the last 10 years your property was subdivided and built, most likely those survey monuments are there and easily defined. Let's pretend you were in a 1940s subdivision in parts of Oxnard, for instance, where there just aren't a lot of monuments remaining, and perhaps I need to break an entire block or two down versus just a lot. And so we tend to be a little expensive in that we're professionals and we have a lot of liability. If I determine your line and make a blunder or an error and put it in the wrong spot, I've just bought a fence and my insurance company is not happy. So we are a little expensive from the professional liability standpoint, but to go back to your question, it's based on hours. You know, how long will it take to accomplish what you've requested?
Okay. And what if someone adds a fence to a fence?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
If someone adds a fence to a fence, like, I have my fence, and my neighbors put a fence to my fence, and they drilled into my fence.
Oh, so they didn't tear the original fence down because they didn't want to share the cost, and now they've put another fence behind your fence? Is that what the question is?
Yes. Yeah, so I have a cement wall, and during COVID, my neighbors took their fence, and they drilled it into my wall. Now, isn't that on my property line then?
So sometimes walls straddle the property line, and they're in the middle. Sometimes it's the face of the wall. You'd actually have to look at the intent when they built the wall. Is it retaining? Does it have a underground structure, the footing? Mm-hmm. Where does the footing lie in relation to the property line? And I have dealt with a case recently where a neighbor has attached like a garden bed, a hanging garden bed to a wall that thus pulled the wall over. So we had to do a little forensic on where that wall was traditionally and et cetera. So that is a common theme about the interactive nature of a property line. It is a single point line, yet it has value, and it typically has some structure associated with it, like a fence or a wall.
So Seth, let me ask you, when somebody develops a development, right, do they actually put markers in the ground so that they can see where the property lines are when they're actually building the development?
So I can give you the most recent example that I personally am working on as a subdivision in Simi Valley, where every property line has a tag or a pin that most people are common with on the front curb. So you could stand on that curb, and if you were to go walk up the back of your hill, there's also a pipe at the back line, and you as a homeowner could visualize your line. The pipes in the back, pipes tend to be set in dirt and they get buried. So the ones that are on the front on the curb are the most easy to find. And in Ventura County, we tend to prod our property lines out to the curb in our modern day. And we also set centerline monuments. So those things are buried in a monument well capsule a couple feet under the asphalt, and those are not going to get knocked out. It takes a lot of energy and effort to move those. So let's say all your curbs got messed up. We will go back to the center lines and reestablish.
And so is a survey recorded?
Oh, absolutely. So it's a subdivision is either a parcel map or a final subdivision tract map. And there's a third type of recorded map called a record of survey, which does not subdivide land. It is a way to get a piece of property into the public realm that has never been mapped before. In California, you could sell land off by deed up until a certain time. And so there are certain parcels out there that are just a written piece of paper and they've never been mapped. So a record of survey can make an official map out of you. You're now in a air quote subdivision, even though it's a record of survey. Mm-hmm. And then a record of survey also allows a surveyor to put an opinion into the public record. I found this monument, it's not where it's supposed to be, and this is how I dealt with it, is a record of survey opinion from a land surveyor.
Wow, that's great information. So if you are planning anything and you need to have a surveyor, Seth is a very professional land surveyor and has done it for many, many years. So tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure, it's latitudesurveying.com, or you could give me a call at 805-637-1975. Seth, the professional land surveyor.
That's right. Hey, you know what? You know everything. Every time I have a question, you're like, snap that right back. So that's what we like to have on our team, someone that knows everything. So thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Oh, we appreciate you. So coming up, we have Connie, I got to get this name right, Shinhanian from Bonaventure Senior Living. And she is a gem. You're going to love her. She loves her seniors, and she is just making it such a nice place for them to live. So amazing. Stay tuned. You're going to hear a great story.
And don't forget to call in 650-1590, 650-1590 for our cruise planner swag bag.
And it's got some pretty cool things in there. So get your name in that drawing. 650-1590. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Seth Doherty, a professional land surveyor with Latitude Surveying. We help homeowners, realtors, developers, contractors, and architects define property lines, create topographic surveys, site plans, and other maps. We service Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. Give us a call at 805-637-1975 or check us out on the web at latitudesurveying.com. Again, this is Seth Doherty with Latitude Surveying at 805-637-1975. 805-637-1975.
Moving house this year? Imagine having a gentle, experienced partner to help you prepare and lead the team to pack, move, and completely resettle your new home as you planned. At Gentle Transitions of California, we call that person a move manager. Why not schedule our no-obligation move planning meeting to find out more? Just call 800-619-3049 or visit gentletransitions.com to get started. That's 800-619-3049 to let us help you move gently this time.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
Welcome back to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate. I'm Janet Sprisler.
I'm Karen Campbell. And we're so excited to have Connie with us. She is from the Bonaventure in Ventura. It is a beautiful community. And she is just such a doll taking care of all those seniors. I have witnessed it. It is so loving and so amazing. I just have to thank you for doing that because our seniors are so important.
They are very, very important. And I love what I do.
Well, tell us about the Bonaventure. It is such a beautiful community.
It is. So we are a senior living community that offers a balance between independence while being able to support the residents, too. It's a place where they can come, age in place. We have activities. Just they're able to socialize. They're able to be around other residents. It's a wonderful, beautiful community.
That's really nice. And you've got it completely remodeled, new furniture.
So we actually just went through a remodel. And we're at the finishing stages of it right now. But, new amenities in the units. We have a new gym. We have a new multi-purpose room. I can't wait for you to come and visit
I'm
us.
I'm going to.
Yeah,
that's so very awesome.
So it's senior living. So is it assisted?
An independent senior living community. But we also have caregivers on the property that can help assist the family members or the residents with getting care for our seniors.
So I would say that it's a senior community. You don't have to be in memory care. You don't have to be assisted. It's just a senior community. You can have a job. You can drive. You can go to work. You can come home. You can take the bus. There's a 55-year-old and over community, and they make all of your meals. They do your, they clean your unit. They really, really take care of every single situation. And there's so many activities that they're just busy.
Nice.
All day
that's
long.
That's fantastic.
All day long. And that's the nice thing too. For seniors doing something new, a lot of them have been living in their houses for a long time. So coming into a community where they're able to socialize, they're able to have fun, they're getting their housekeeping once a week, they don't have to worry about the things that a lot of seniors worry about when they're living on their own. So for them, it's just a big life-changing change, but it's a beautiful one. And I love
nice.
Watching it. I love new residents coming in, and at first they're a little bit shy and resistant, and then after a week or two they're out there with the residents, they're coming to our events, they're going out on the bus, going around all over Ventura. So it's a beautiful thing to see.
It really is. I witnessed it myself. I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are warming my heart
thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Connie actually sits and has lunch with them and talk about their day and talk about what they used to do and talk about what they're doing now. And it's just such a loving community. I just am like, love it. Oh, I just can't wait.
So,
a lot of people live in a two-story house where they are stuck downstairs versus not being able to go upstairs, and they don't know what to do. And then what stops them is their things.
All of their things.
They don't want to give them away. A lot of times they're depression babies, and they don't want to give something away that could be of value, and they might get some money for it, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so that's where I come in to the situation. I do downsizing seminars, and I teach them what they can do. We have appraisers that come and appraise their things if they're very valuable. We have sold planes and cars and boats and RVs and just all kinds of things. And then we have people that do estate sales. So the stuff usually is the hampering problem because they don't want to burden anybody. Well, okay. If you have people in place that do that for a living, now that's not a problem. You know, I know when my mother-in-law went into assisted living, I went through 11 trash bags of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep,
yeah.
That happens.
11 trash bags because they don't throw anything away. Every card she ever got was there. So, you know, that's overwhelming. It's overwhelming for people to do that. And then I work with a moving company that literally will take some of their things and place it into the new, you know, unit. And that way they're more comfortable and they're happier about doing that. And they move them and give them the keys so they sleep in their own bed before they leave and they sleep in their own bed after they leave.
So you have furnished. You have furnished or unfurnished?
Our units are unfurnished.
Okay, so this would be a great.
So they could do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have studios, one bedrooms and two bedrooms in our community, but they do come unfurnished. And I love that you do that and you're a part of it because we've done things like that. We've connected with people who help seniors move from their house into our community.
Yeah, it's great. And then they just go, oh, I don't have to mow the yard. I don't have to paint the house, right? All of those issues that they've been putting off for so many years are now being taken care of. And then they get the proceeds from their house, which they've been saving for forever. And now they get to play. They get to go travel. They get to go on activities and have new friends, right?
They get to wake up in the morning, come downstairs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then spend the rest of the day doing activities, socializing.
Do you have any vacancies currently at the Bonaventure?
We do.
Oh, fantastic.
We do.
Okay.
So that's why we want people to come on over, stop by and visit us. Everyone's more than welcome.
Love that.
You can walk into our community anytime if you're in the area.
Nice. So tell everybody where the community is.
We are on, our address is 10949 Telegraph Road. So we're right on Telegraph Road in Wells. And we are called the Bonaventure Sky Active Living. And I'm sure I'll come back to talk about our grand opening that we're going to be happening shortly.
Wonderful.
Everyone's invited. It's going to be a big party.
Yes, it will be.
We love a good party.
And if you want to come and just explore the entire facility, please call Connie and join her for lunch and get to know who's around you so you will be comfortable in doing that. It's just a pleasure to do that.
Thank you.
Tell everybody where they can find you, Connie.
You can reach me at area code 805-671-9700. You can come stop by anytime. Everyone's more than welcome.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Karen.
So coming up, we have, first of all, we have this grab bag that you got to call in for. It's fantastic. It's a swag bag. You can call in at 650-1590. But coming up next is Dee Kroger with Cruise Planners, who has graciously gifted us this bag. And she'll be talking about Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. So stay tuned.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Hi, this is Joe Parisi. I'm with Guaranteed Rate, and I do home loans, residential, 1 to 4 unit properties. We are one of the top 3 lenders in the United States, and we cover everything from zero down first-time home buyers to step-up mansion buyers. You can reach me at rate.com/ Joe Parisi. My NMLS number is 25572. Again, I'm Joe Parisi with Guaranteed Rate. My NMLS number is 25572. You can reach me at 818-687-6047.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Janice Brisler.
And we have a swag bag that we are giving away that Cruise Planners has provided. Give us a call, 650-1590. It is an awesome looking bag with lots of fun goodies inside. So we have the Cruise Planner with us today. Woo-hoo! She is Dee Kroger. Welcome, Dee.
Hi there. Thanks for having me, ladies.
We're so excited to have you. It's St. Patrick's Day, and you're in your green, lovely shirt. And tell us about Ireland. I've never been there.
Oh, Ireland. It's amazing. I've been there a few times myself, and there's just so many fun and unique things to do beyond, you know, the regular things that you think about, just Dublin or whatever. There's a lot of other places you can go.
Wow.
When you plan a cruise there, so can you cruise to Ireland?
You can. You can. There's a British Isles itinerary where it takes you over to the British Isles, but then it crosses, kind of does a loop up at the top, and then it comes back down, and you can hit Northern Ireland. You can hit Cork, actually Cobb, I believe. You can definitely take a cruise there. Usually people do land vacations there, though.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that something you can help people with?
Absolutely. I okay. love planning out unique cultural immersion type activities for them.
Nice.
So what would you do when you go to Ireland? What would be your top three or five things?
Well, I actually like to get outside of Dublin because Dublin is a big city. There's a lot of fun things to see there, but I don't plan the majority of my time there. We like to rent a car and go out. It's not terribly well connected by trains, so it really is good to be able to rent your own car or take some sort of organized excursion or even book a tour there. I like going out to the West Coast. That's my favorite area. There's the Cliffs of Moher. Have you ever heard of that, Karen?
I have. I'm so excited about this.
It's, oh my gosh, it's so wonderful. It's these gorgeous craggy cliffs out over the ocean. If you've ever seen The Princess Bride, the movie The Princess Bride,
the
Cliffs of Insanity, that's exactly what it looks like. It's this huge drop off to the sea. And it's probably the most popular thing to go see in Ireland. But there's lots of other little fun towns around there that you can go visit too.
And I assume that they have their beer in hand when they're in Dublin and eating their sausage and doing whatever they do, especially for St. Patrick's Day, right?
Absolutely. The culture over there is definitely pub culture. It's fun to go in there. They have a word that they use there called crack. Mm-hmm. And it's just the conversations that you have and that
it's
type of
crack.
I know. It's kind of a funny term, but that's something that they do there. My favorite cities to go visit, like I said, are along the West Coast. Galway is a fun little town. And then also you head south of there about an hour or so drive, and you're at the Cliffs of Moher, like I was talking about. You can continue going south, and there's some fun castles along the way. And then, of course, they've got what they call the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's this gorgeous coastline you can drive down.
Wow, that sounds beautiful.
I love it.
So are you putting something together for that? I'm just asking.
Yeah, you know what? I'm putting together some group trips. I don't have one currently planned for Ireland, but when you asked me to speak about Ireland today, I thought, oh my gosh, yeah, we're definitely getting something together, probably for 2025.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So what have you got planned so far? I know you're working on a girls' trip somewhere, and you've got a couple other things going.
Yeah, we've got, Christmas markets. I've always personally wanted to do a Christmas markets river cruise. I've got a group going. I still have space on, by the way. Karen, maybe you'll think about it. Come with us. But
it's probably freezing cold, though, right?
It's pretty cold because we're going from Amsterdam down to Switzerland. But it's going to be gorgeous and lots of fun shopping opportunities and all those good things. So it'll be near Christmas of 2025. We're doing it along the river.
That'll be nice.
Wow, that's going to be beautiful. You see all of that, you know, and all the
pictures and
I
stuff,
love it.
Right? Mm-hmm. So do you have anything coming up soon?
Soon, every month we get together. I know you joined me last weekend at the Greek.
Yes, you did a great job, by the way. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, we had an afternoon in the Mediterranean and had people in to join in a great buffet that Lynn put out at the Greek restaurant in Ventura out at the harbor. And we did a travel talk, and we talked about the Mediterranean and different ports that you can visit, and then also just what it's like on the celebrity ships, too, because it was centered around celebrity cruising.
Right, and I've been on celebrity cruises, so they're very, very nice. Very beautiful.
So elegant and wonderful. So many things to do or not do.
Right, or not do. So I have been everywhere warm on Celebrity, Crystal. I've been to Tahiti and different places on the Paul Gauguin. So I think this is going to be my 14th cruise. So,
wow.
You know, since I started, which I'd never been on a cruise before when I started traveling with our friends. But I am addicted.
Yeah, so, you get hooked.
You do.
For sure. And sometimes you do get kind of stuck. I'm glad to hear that you've been on different cruise lines, because it is kind of fun to surf around and figure out where you fit, where your vacation style fits.
Exactly. Well, I don't like the 6,000, 8,000 people on a cruise line, because I just can't imagine if anything happened how we would save 6,000 people. That's my hang-up.
That's your fear.
Right? That's my hang-up.
Someone's watched Titanic. Right?
But I do love the cruise lines that are 12 to 2,000, maybe 1,500. It really feels like you're on the cruise with a very small group of people, because the ship is a big ship. And everybody's everywhere. And you end up with a small group of people that you end up being friends with for a long time.
Yes.
So we've met some wonderful people on our cruises, and we're still in communication with them to this day.
Yeah, wow. I can say the same. We really like the smaller ships. And they're definitely out there. There's a lot of inclusions on those too.
There are.
That you don't get on the bigger ships. The bigger ships, most of them are kind of a piecemeal pricing system. You know, there's a price you pay to get on the ship, and then a price you pay to get off the ship.
See, I don't know all of those little things about that, but I'm sure it would annoy me.
Yeah, the smaller ships, they even include your shore excursions, some of them, and your tips, your beverages, you know, all of it's wrapped up into that package. So you've got to, even though it might be a bit of a sticker shock when you see that the smaller ships look to be more expensive, that bill at the end of your cruise is a lot smaller.
It really, really is. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very excited to go on when we're leaving in a couple weeks to go on the Oceania,
I'm so excited for you.
Yes, which is just a brand new ship. It's gorgeous. It's been, you know, not very many places, but it's going, we're going across the Atlantic and going to Europe. So on my bucket list for my whole life, and here we're going. So
yay.
I'm so
I
excited.
Cannot wait to hear about it.
Yes, it's going to be very, very exciting. So tell everybody where they can find you, where they can join a trip.
Sure.
And, you know, we'll start getting your word out, because
great.
It's travel season.
It is.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because people are planning stuff beyond this summer even.
Right.
That's something that I should tell you, too, is you really need to be planning ahead, because not only is it helpful on the budget, you put down a deposit and then you can pay for it, you know, along the way, but it's also the inventory. We've seen it this year is like just really full. So definitely give me a call if you're interested. I'm at 805-673-1890. Or they can also reach out to my website. There's lots of pretty pictures on there to get inspired. It's relaxacations.com.
Very cool.
Yes.
So thanks so much for being here today.
Yes. And thank you so much for the swag bag. So
of course.
Please keep in mind that we are giving away this fantastic swag bag filled with lots of goodies. Get your name on the list at 805-650-1590.
And we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to tell the parents where the kids can have fun for the next couple weeks. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Larry Reyes with Smart Home Mortgage. My team and I are here to offer our clients and real estate partners more options and more products than any local bank or credit union. When others can't get the job done, we can. Finding you the right product at the lowest rate, at the lowest cost, is what we do. Our team is dedicated to closing loans in 30 days or less, with excellent communication along the way. You can find us at the Large Tower in Oxnard, Morgan Stanley Building, 300 East Esplanade Drive, Suite 105. We're on the main floor. Or give us a call at 805 805- 853-3030. Find us on the net, smarthomemortgage.net. Our licensing information is NMLS number 1569054. My individual NMLS number is 233573. Our California DRE number is 02012912. And my individual DRE number is 01507079. The number you really need to remember is mine, 805-853-3030.
Are you frustrated with your website or online marketing? Do you feel technology like AI is advancing faster than you can keep up? Hi, my name is Justin, and I've got good news for you. My company, Phase 3, helps small business owners just like you every day. If you'd like some help with your website and digital marketing, you can reach me at 805-455-1265 and online at phase3.net. That's 805-455-1265 and online at phase3.net.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. Welcome back, Ventura County. You're listening live to Girls on the Air. We're Real Women in Real Estate right here on KVTA 1590. We also stream live on KVTA.com. All you have to do is download the app, and you can stream from any device that you have. I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Janet Sprisler.
And we have lots of little events that parents can take their kids to and have a blast. And guess what? They're free. For the most part, are very, very inexpensive. So tell them what you got.
So first of all, welcome back, spring. We needed to have a little spring here in Ventura. So now's the time when the kids get itching to get out. So tomorrow, starting Sunday, March 17th, for one day, we have the St. Patrick's Day 5K at Kimball Park. Registration is $35 and it includes one raffle ticket. The registration start time is 8 a.m. and the run walk starts at 8:30. If you want more information about that, you can reach Nicole Stone at 805-605-9515 or www.stairwaytorecovery.org. What a fun thing to do with the kids for the day at Kimball Park. Everyone's just dying to get out. Let's just face it. Then there's over at Moore Park College, it's the American Teaching Zoo Spring Spectacular from 10 to 5. There's three shows and discovery stations along with food trucks. It's $12 for adults and looks for at $10 for kids. Great family fun. And that's this weekend. It's today and tomorrow. And then it's the following weekend on the 23rd and 24th. So great way to spend the day. Karen just told me they have a ginormous turtle.
So they do.
That you can feed. So that's exciting. And it is a really great teaching zoo. So, you know, just a little something that a lot of people don't really ever get to see. And then there's Circus on Ice, the amazing tour at the Ventura Fairgrounds, which is March 22nd. They have a 4:30 and a 7 o'clock show. Ice comes to life, so you can buy your tickets online. Really, so, and that was Circus on Ice, amazing tour.
And that's at the Ventura Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
So that's always a fun thing to do. They put up a big tent, and they entertain you for a couple hours. So that's very, very fun. The other thing that's happening is it's Mermaid Month at Ventura Harbor.
Oh, I saw that.
And so they celebrate all month long. It's the 9th annual, and they will be there from noon to 3, Saturday, March 16th, which is today, and Saturday, March 23rd, which is next week. You can bring the kids for photos with a mermaid and have a picture with the entire family. You can bring your own camera so that you can take your own pictures and save them. There's a dance party also on the grass with a chance to win bubble wands. So get dressed up, get ready to party. There's going to be a dance party right there between 12 and 3. There's going to be craft stations by Lakeshore and Lakeshore Learning in Ventura. And you can learn about the ocean by Surf Rider Foundation. And there's a beach cleanup between 9 and noon, and then you'll have plenty of time to go right over to the harbor and get your photo taken with a mermaid. So lots of music, lots of vendors, lots of things for kids. There's going to be a kids' pirate ship there. There's going to be kids' chalk art happening so that your little art project will be there for everyone to enjoy.
That's awesome.
So it's a fun time at the harbor, And I see little kids just having the best time ever there.
See, what I see when you said a dance party is a bunch of kids flopping around on the ground in a mermaid suit. Go be the best merman you can be.
Exactly. And they didn't leave the little boys out because there's a pirate ship, too, yeah, that you can go on.
I always took my kids to that. They love the Mermaid Festival with the pirates, and they got all the stuff. It's wonderful. So take the kids out.
Yep. And there's ice cream and donuts and just all kinds of
chocolate.
Fun things.
Yeah. And chocolate. Lunch at the Greek. You can sit right there, watch the boats. Wonderful.
Very, very fun. So one more time for the rentals that are on the market.
So I have 4455. Let's talk about the beach down at Mandalay Colony. It is $34.95, a two-bedroom, two-bath. Over at 11265 Citrus, number 101, it is a four-bedroom, two-bath. At $36.95. And then we have a three-bedroom, two-bath on Garonne in River Park, and that one's going to be $34.95. Two of those are not on our site yet, so you're getting the
inside
skinny
scoop.
Yeah, the scoop is happening here.
So, and I also have 1300 Saratoga, number 906. It's a downstairs unit, $50,000 in upgrades. Everything has been touched. It is simply beautiful. And it will be open today and tomorrow, from today, 12 to 3, tomorrow, 2 to 5. So go by and take a look. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate that. And go outside. Enjoy, people.
Yeah, happy St. Patty's Day.